Nolte, Climate Alarmists Save Planet by Forcing DC Cars to Idle. By John Nolte on September 23, 2019. A couple dozen left-wing environmental groups in Washington, D.C. claim they are saving the planet by lighting garbage on fire and forcing automobiles to sit idle. According to the event's own Facebook page, the goal is to block key infrastructure to stop business as usual, bringing the whole city to a gridlocked standstill. But who are these people, really? Degenerate litter bugs determined to create even more pollution. Thanks to these brave warriors fighting for their precious Mother Earth, thousands of cars are spewing tons of exhaust into the air that wouldn't have if these enviro crybabies had real jobs. Here's an official rundown of all the traffic that's been blocked. And if that's not bad enough, they're lighting garbage on fire. Update: dumpster fire on Mass Avenue, pic.twitter.com/any4b6ckr. Popeville, at Popeville, September 23, 2019. In the middle of a city street, those who claim to care about the environment have grabbed a garbage dumpster, filled with heaven only knows what, and indiscriminately lit it on fire. So what we have here is yet another example of so-called environmentalists behaving in a way that proves that they themselves do not believe what they claim to believe. Just as we saw climate change alarmist Barack Obama spend $15 million to live a stone's throw from the very same ocean he tells us will soon rise and wipe out his $15 million investment, we have these spoiled crybabies deliberately creating more pollution. Listen, if you are sincerely worried about climate change, you do not spend weeks organizing a protest that will contribute to climate change, that worsens the problem. And that's the thing. If you watch what environmentalists actually do, you are watching people and organizations, including the media, that live in a way that proves they know it is all a hoax. These are people who live in the very coastal regions that are supposed to be underwater. Young people who live their lives on energy-sucking iPhones, instead of reading a book, who clog our streets with automobiles, who fly on private jets, who consume more consumables than any generation in history, and who are willing to create tons of unnecessary pollution as a means to feel morally superior about, of all things, their stand on the environment. Never forget the following. When it comes to predictions from climate alarmists, from the so-called experts, these frauds are 0 to 41. Over the course of my lifetime, these lying grifters in the environmental and scientific community have not gotten one, not one, alarmist prediction correct. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.